I'm Colin Singer, immigration lawyer and managing partner of immigration.ca.
Canada Immigration News Articles, December 2016. Immigration fraud threatens status of 1,600 Canadians. The status of more than 1,600 Canadian immigrants is under threat because of a large-scale fraud orchestrated by an immigration consultant in British Columbia. The Canada Border Services Agency has been sifting through the client list of Yun Sunny Wang ever since his 2015 conviction, with 320 cases of misrepresentation already identified and 500 cases still being investigated. Those on Wang's client list of 1,600 will be waiting anxiously to find out if they face having their status revoked because of the fraud. More than 100 have chosen to give up their status, aware that they had gained entry to Canada fraudulently. Others are fighting their cases, claiming a right to stay on humanitarian grounds because they claim to have had no knowledge of the fraud. Some 43 permanent residents from his client list have already had exclusion orders issued against them by immigration authorities. The order bans them from the country for 5 years. Appeals and counter-appeals mean the cases are likely to be ongoing for months and possibly years. The immigration consultants company, New Can Consultants, sent passports to China to have fake entry and exit stamps added to create the illusion clients had been in the country longer. His company also created false addresses in Canada for clients to use on their application forms. He also set up a series of companies that issued fake letters of employment to his clients in a wide-ranging and callous fraud that made him at least $10 million. He was jailed for 7 years and fined $900,000 in October 2015. Some of his clients have gone on to achieve Canadian citizenship, meaning their cases come before Immigration, Refugees and Citizenship Canada instead of the Immigration and Refugee Board. Lawyers representing the consultants' clients argue they trusted the consultants to represent them with no knowledge of his illegal methods. However, this defense is highly questionable. Applicants must answer specific questions about where they reside and work in Canada in order to secure a residence card or apply for citizenship. They are solely accountable for the information which they authenticate in such applications. An argument which faults the work of a convicted felon is dubious at best, especially given that all such applicants stood to benefit from his illegal activities.